If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
They laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said man could fly.
I think I'm going to agree with one Mr. Frank Sinatra when he said the greatest singer in the world is Tony Bennett.
They laughed at me, one and you. Said I was.
I can't think of anybody who interprets music and delivers articulation and meaning to a song like the great Tony Bennett.
Never get together.
Did his annual show at Ravinia last night. Listen to how great he sounds. Just turned 90 years old. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, 9:49. Unfortunately, I was unable to be at the show, but our pals Steve King and Johnny Putman were at the show. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Dean.
Are you reliving it, just hearing these clips now?
Oh, we were so fortunate. Previously, we had seen him from the lawn, and we stood along the railing and watched the performance. And this time, we were smack dab in the middle. I mean, he was looking at me when he was singing.
Yeah, of the pavilion, right?
Oh, in the pavilion.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And he looks so good.
Right? 90 years old.
And Dean, there were a couple of times when he would show off and spin, or when he walked off the stage, he ran back on stage, and everybody's going, oh, my gosh, he's running.
Isn't that amazing? I saw him. I've seen him a few times. The last time I saw him was at Ravinia, was at that same pavilion when he did, when he toured with Lady Gaga. And they were both amazing. They were both amazing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, to hear Gaga doing jazz and standards was great.
Mm.
But you were so blown away by this master interpreter of song, right?
Yes, yes. And I have to say that early on, there were a couple of moments and I thought, uh-oh, he's not going for the big notes. And that thought crossed my mind, and it's as though he read my mind, because then he hits a ginormous note and he held it and held it. And I went, okay, he was just warming up there. His trio performed for 15 minutes, and then he came out, and he didn't do any patter between songs. It was just one after the other.
Yep.
No teleprompter, no notes, boom, boom, boom. He did all the songs. And toward the end, there was a wee bit of sadness that came over me, because there were maybe two instances where I thought, I think he's forgotten the lyrics. And he had the crowd singing along, and it worked beautifully. But it's State Street, that great street, But hey! Yeah. It was great, and the audience loved it, and we sang our hearts out for him. And
of course.
Then Ravinia rolled out a big birthday cake.
Yeah, we've actually listened to a little more of Tony Bennett last night.
My height, just average. My weight, just average. And my IQ is like you'd estimate, just average. But evidently, she does not agree. Consequently, if I seem at sea, it amazes me.
Just listen to how he sells that. He draws you into those lyrics. I love that so much. We have we also, Johnny, have the clip of when they surprised Tony Bennett. He was August 3rd, I think, was his 90th birthday.
Right.
And the folks at Ravinia to celebrate his 90th birthday, was it at the very end of the show?
It was at the very end of the show. He had, in fact, walked off, and the trio was still on stage, and we thought, oh, he's coming back for an encore. And it was interesting because we all realized there was a huge cake there in the corner, and he came back out, and it legitimately looked like he was surprised.
Let's listen to that.
Very special. And then, of course, the audience started singing. It amazes me was one of my favorite moments of the night because you could hear a pin drop in that audience.
Yeah, that's amazing when he does those ballads. This is this is the moment when they surprised Tony Bennett last night and wheeled out the birthday cake.
Wow. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I've been performing here 47 years now. And each year it gets better and better. This is the most wonderful venue in all of the United States. I can't tell you how much myself and many, many of the millions of people adore Chicago. I love everything about it. Thanks for being so wonderful to me tonight. Thank you very much.
I have goosebumps right now, Johnny. How'd you get through that last night? You, especially, you must have been in tears, I'm thinking.
You know, I cried three times in the show. That's crazy. I know, but it was a special night. And the people around us, we all felt like we were in on something. It was so cool. And I've got to tell you, they didn't allow anyone into the pavilion until after 8 o'clock. And so there was kind of a buzz in the audience. Why do we have to stay out here? It starts at 8:30. But Steve and I had taken a copy of our book over to the side gate. And one of the stagehands said, well, why didn't you sign it for Mr. Bennett for his birthday? And we did, because he used to go to the Club Iridium to visit with Les all the time, and his daughter frequently stopped by to perform with him. So there was a part of me thinking, he knows we have a book, and he has it now.
Oh, that's so great. Johnny's talking about the book that she and Steve put together about the great Les Paul, called A Little More Les, which you guys are actually headed to a book signing this morning, right?
I'm sitting in the exhibition hall right now, and we're right smack dab in the middle of the Lake County Fairgrounds Exhibition Hall. It's the Grays Lake Antique and Vintage Market, and this weekend there's a special emphasis on music memorabilia, pop culture, guitars, and drums. And thankfully, no one's trying out drums behind me as I speak. So we have our display, and we have a show special, $20 a book, and we're autographing. And just having a fabulous time meeting people. Yesterday, we had a great crowd. Yesterday, we did not have our Les Paul guitar with us, the guitar that he gave us, one of his first guitars that he learned to play on. We didn't have it with us because we were going straight over to Ravidium. So today, we have it here in its plexiglass display case. People can come by and see it, visit, and we'd love to just chat with them. We've had a great time.
That sounds great. So is Steve wandering amongst all the antique guitars right now?
Actually, I'm looking at a gaggle of guitar geeks, and he is amongst four other guys, and they're all huddled over the guitar, and they're chewing the fat, and their arms are up in the air, and they go, no. And I'm watching the mime from across the room here. And that's the fun thing, because you have the ability, because it's air conditioned, to just sit back and relax. And when people come by, you know, get a cold drink and sit and visit for a while.
That sounds fantastic. So if folks want to come out and see you today, how long will you be out there today?
Today is until 3 o'clock. Real easy to get here. If you take the Tri-State and exit 137 Buckley Road and head west and follow the signs to the Lake County Fairgrounds, and plenty of free parking. And again, until 3 o'clock, and we plan on staying here till then, because yesterday we closed at 4, and there were still quite a few people wandering around shopping. Cool old radio displays here, and some of these radios even have extra tubes and manuals, and so I have to kind of keep Steve in his seat, because he's going between the radios, the vinyl, and the guitars.
If you could go set all those radios on 7:20 a.m. Before you leave there, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
I'd appreciate that.
I'll get them all warmed up.
And, right,
in fact, a couple of them actually have the WGN designation on the dial.
Right. Some of the old radios had the station's call letters, right. Johnny, thank you so much for calling in with the Tony Bennett Review. And I hope you guys have a great time out there. I'm so happy for
the success
of the book. It's called A Little More Less. I know it's on our WGN Radio website if you want to order. Is there? I imagine you guys have a way also of ordering directly from your site?
In fact, if folks want to go to StephenJohnny.com with a J-O-H-N-N-I-E.com, they can click on our events page and find out where we are and, in fact, get a map that will bring them right here, but also our upcoming events. And while you're there, if you scroll down to the bottom of that page, you can click and purchase the book right there. But we'd love to see you if you come out this afternoon.
That sounds great. Have a great time out there. Great to talk to you.
Yes.
Love to Steve. We'll talk to you guys soon. And we're going to be back. We're going to update the news coming up in a couple of minutes. Say, you crazy cats. 720 WGN.
Let someone give his heart. Someone who cares.